state officials still have hundreds of millions of dollars in pandemic relief money for businesses and nonprofits. The deadline to apply has passed, but current application requests would only use half the money. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The state received $1.25 billion in federal relief. There's $580 million left that will go to grants. The money can go to businesses, nonprofits, and healthcare providers who can show they've been affected by the pandemic. The application deadline was several weeks ago. About 6,000 applications came in, but those requests only total about $280 million, less than half of the available money. Liza Clark is the state finance commissioner. She says many applications are still in process. Some could be denied for not meeting qualifications. That would mean the final amount awarded could be less than $280 million.
At most, we would spend this amount. The number will either stay the same or go down.
Clark says many applications have errors that need correcting. She says 270 applicants failed to respond to questions last week. Clark asks all applicants to check their email.
And the worst thing that could happen is that all of us are getting phone calls on December 30th saying, where's my money? Oh, I missed an email from 2 months ago, so now I don't get a check. Well, we have to have the information to pay you correctly.
The state must spend the federal relief money by the end of December. The finance commissioner and the legislature's appropriations committee plan to meet again next month. They could consider options for the leftover money, which could be about $300 million. Options include changing eligibility requirements for the grants. The current maximum for many applicants is $500,000. The state is also considering hazard pay for healthcare workers and asking the federal government to extend the year-end deadline. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
Members of the Kristi Noem administration and Pennington County Sheriff's Office are challenging a cannabis reform package approved by South Dakota voters earlier this month. The lawsuit is brought on behalf of Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome and South Dakota Highway Patrol Superintendent Rick Miller. The lawsuit alleges the constitutional amendment was not legally ratified by South Dakota voters. They say the state constitution can only be changed by amendments or revisions. They say a constitutional amendment ballot question cannot introduce entirely new articles. They also say Amendment A has more than one subject, which the Constitution doesn't allow. The filing was announced by Pennington County Public Information Officer Helene Duhamel on Friday afternoon. Duhamel, a Republican state senator representing a portion of Rapid City, says due to pending litigation, neither Tome nor Miller will make further comment. Dre Samuelson is the political director for South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws. He says they're prepared to defend Amendment A against the lawsuit.
Our opponents should accept defeat instead of trying to overturn the will of the people. Amendment A was carefully drafted, fully vetted, and approved by a strong majority of South Dakota voters this year.
Amendment A received support from 54% of South Dakota voters during an election with the largest voter turnout in more than three decades. Robert Morris and Matthew McCauley are attorneys for the contestants. McCauley is an attorney who advises Governor Noem. State House Republicans are choosing legislative leadership. Communication between the House and Senate has dissolved in recent years. The new House Majority Leader says the lines of communication are open. SDPB's Elise Drubinger reports.
Kent Peterson is the Majority Leader for House Republicans. The Republican from Salem was Assistant Majority Leader in 2017 and 2018, but hasn't held a leadership position since. Peterson isn't concerned about the breakdown in communication between House and Senate Republicans that's characterized the past few sessions. He says he has a great relationship with Senator Gary Kamak, who is now Majority Leader in the Senate.
I've worked with him on several bills and issues over my 6 years in the House. So we're starting from a place of, I think, mutual respect. And I think that's really important in the roles that we deal with. And so I'm really looking forward to working with him and with all the Senate. You know, I think we got to remember we're on the same team here. We're working to make South Dakota better. And I don't think going against each other is necessarily what we need to look to do. We need to try to find things that we can agree on and then go forward, you know, and work through the issues that we have, the things that we don't agree on.
Peterson says he expects a busy session with a lot of issues on the table this year. In addition to COVID response, he says legislators will promulgate rules on recent voter-approved ballot questions, both with marijuana and sports betting in Deadwood. Representative Spencer Gosch is nominated for the Speaker of the House. The Republican from Glenham says when the legislature gaveled out in March of 2020, the world was a completely different place.
When we go in 2021, we are going to have to operate in a brand new world with brand new problems. And it's almost like starting over. Not quite, but almost like starting over as things have changed so much in everybody's lives. So we're going to have a lot to do. And then if you want to add insult to injury, we're going to have to navigate through the mitigation process of COVID ourselves.
Gosch says he's been working with Senate President Pro Tem nominee Lee Schoenbeck on virus mitigation plans for the session in January. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
A former priest convicted of stealing $260,000 in cash donations from the Diocese of Rapid City is now accused of having sexual contact with a minor and possessing child pornography. 42-year-old Marcin Garbacz was indicted in February, but the case was only unsealed last Friday. Garbacz is scheduled for a sentencing hearing today after a jury convicted him in March of 65 financial crimes. The new charges stem from an FBI agent coming across child pornography on one of Garbacz's thumb drives during the financial crimes investigation.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.